Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. On today's program, we'll get all the details on the effort by Lansing City leaders to sell parts of the Red Cedar and Waverly golf courses. Also, 30,000 college students in Michigan are waiving their food stamps goodbye. I'll talk to a state official about the decision to change the eligibility requirements of that program. But first, they're banding together, five state employee unions representing 35,000 state of Michigan workers, announcing that they will proceed with contract negotiations as a single unit, something that has never been done before. One of those unions is the Michigan State Employees Association, representing about 4,500 workers. And joining me now to discuss what's at stake is MSEA President Ken Moore. Welcome to the program, Ken.
Good evening.
So, Budget Director John Nixon has already instructed department heads to make plans for if concessions are not agreed upon, which will mean significant layoffs and restructuring. Did that announcement change the tone of the negotiations?
At the commencement of bargaining, we worked extremely hard as a coalition to communicate to the administration that we want to be part of the solution of the economic challenge times that Michigan currently faces. The target that the governor has set for the bargaining units as a concessionary number, we have requested to meet, and we have had some preliminary meetings and discussions on that subject, and we are seeking to provide economic solutions from the front lines on how to get the cost savings without burdening our current state employees, our current memberships, and delivering financial savings in many areas throughout state government and in reforms.
Well, what's different this year? Why was that decision made for the five of these unions to then come together on the negotiations?
Well, as we're all feeling in the economic challenge times that we are surviving in the state of Michigan, certainly there's a time for change. The trimmings of the state are no longer there for us to continue to operate as we have in the past. And with that, it takes a different thought process. We've always had the integrity of our own units, and with many, many meetings of the leadership and the coalition and building the trust that is necessary to compile the efforts that we're moving forward with, we have been successful to compile that interest and stand strong as 35,000 state employees.
Republican state lawmakers say that public employees should pay at least 20% of their health insurance costs, which is how much workers are now generally paying in the private sector. That would be an increase from 10% unionized workers are currently paying. Is that concession generally acceptable?
That concession is something that obviously is working on the legislative floor. That is something that has been, open discussion by the Office of the State Employer that may be a possible solution to achieve the concessionary numbers. Some of the initial conversations have led us to believe that the product of health care benefits may be a way to achieve some of the solution of the necessary cost savings in some of our benefits, and yet we might not have to feel that 20% increase in cost. The insurance market is a beast of its own, as we are all experiencing in healthcare across our great nation. And with that, we believe that we'll entertain changes in the benefits that will be of cost savings, and hopefully at the end of the day will be of less of impact for our membership.
Well, the clock is ticking down, and state officials were giving the sense that some unions had not initiated negotiations and that they weren't very productive. Were negotiations then actually stalling then before this decision was made to negotiate as one unit?
I think what the state employer is feeling is we as a coalition of state employees, and we as the leadership representing the 35,000 employees across the state, are here to provide truly the solution. And we can offer that from the front lines. We're of a different mindset than we have been in the past. We, since 2003, as you've heard and as you've spoke, have taken $750 million in concessions. That's a detriment to the middle class, because that's what our membership is the middle class. And at this point, we're willing to say pretty strongly that we're here to provide the solutions and not necessarily just be delivered the concessionary numbers and take it in a willing aspect.
I'm talking to Ken Moore. He is the president of the Michigan State Employees Association, one of five state unions now negotiating as one with the state. Let's see, Ken, you know, state officials say that since 30 days of notice needs to be given to workers who are going to be laid off, the negotiations need to be finalized by September 1st, which really leaves about 3 weeks now. How much pressure is now in place on the process?
Well, in my particular unit, we've opened up bargaining, and we're talking about non-economics, and we've made some passes across the table through the process. Truly, we're bargaining in good faith. We're looking to improve and shore up some languages that we feel there's some need for. And with that, there is a time restraint, and we have a notice that indicates some filing dates that are necessary if we're not able to achieve a successor agreement. We all consider that to be a calendared schedule, and we'll work within. Certainly in these challenged times, and in the event that we're bringing together five bargaining units and we are coordinating our bargaining with our benefits and our economics, that turns a new facet, and this is uncharted territory. But once again, in our economic times, this is the time for change, and this is which reveals the desperate need to look outside the box to come with a solution.
Will some position cuts likely be part of the necessary concessions to reach the $145 million that Governor Snyder is calling for?
Well, when you talk position cuts, there's some contingency plans that have been ordered from the governor's office, and understandably so. With that, we're hoping that the administration will be willing to meet with us to see from our side of the table what we believe would be concessionary cost savings, and more economic savings that would be efficiencies.
Okay.
We have a very strong mindset that in the shared sacrifice that the service contracting of jobs that could and should be ongoing served by civil servants of the state of Michigan needs to be looked at. There's $1.1 billion in service contracts, and with that, if you were to take a percentage of that, the governor and the Office of State Employer hasn't looked at that venue for a cost saving.
Why are they resisting that? I mean, that sounds like there's plenty of savings there that could be had.
This is my perception on that. Some of the contracts that are out there have been out there for a great deal of time and have had many revisions. With those revisions, that keeps it out of the competitive marketplace. The economic climate is not what it was. And with a challenged time, I believe if some of these contracts were relet, that they would come in at a sufficient cost savings just because of the economic times.
Finally, again, what's your sense of the likelihood that concessions won't be agreed upon and the state's plan to lay workers off will occur?
Well, I don't want to be a pessimist. I'm truly hoping that the administration will work with us. We do believe, true, that there is savings to be had in efficiencies. There is areas to be looked at on staffing ratios with management ratios versus the frontline workers. If they were to increase that percentage by one, it would be a $70 million savings.
I mean, are state officials talking about these issues, and is there any sense they're willing to actually make cuts in these areas rather than direct concessions by the unions?
We are truly hoping so. Now, keep in mind the normally bargaining cycle. This is the normal season for bargaining for us, and with that, we are, even though we have a short calendar, this is the early stages of the bargaining cycle.
So
I'm hoping that they'll truly come to the table with the same mindset. We've been very upfront as a coalition that we need and truly want to be part of the solution.
Is that right, though? Are we down to about 3 weeks or so where some of the major decisions will have to be made?
You're looking from 3 to 6 weeks, there's going to be some major decisions that are going to be made. These are not easy decisions for any of us. Will there be a negative impact with layoffs or staffing cuts? We're hoping we can achieve it with some efficiencies.
Ken Moore, the president of the Michigan State Employees Association, representing about 4,500 state workers. Thank you for joining me, Ken.
Thank you, sir.